you can leave your hat on.
We can only apologise for the predictable song to start the interview. That's Tom Jones, and You Can Leave Your Hat On.
And I believe that Gary is there. Gary, hello.
Hello, how are you?
Yeah, good. This is Tim and Liz from Cambridge 105 Radio. Thanks very much for talking to us. I hear you're taking a break in filming at the moment.
We are, yes.
What are you...
Have a quick chat with you guys.
Yeah, so what are you...
Coming to Cambridge next week.
We're very excited about that, I have to say, and we will talk a lot about it in a minute. But well, first of all, what are you filming? What are you currently doing?
We're filming the EPK, they call it, which is basically like the a short video of the key moments of the play.
So it'll go like a trailer or something? It'll go out?
Absolutely, yeah. It's like a trailer on stage. All the key moments from the play. We film it and it goes online and goes through social media, etc., etc.
Brilliant.
It's good. It's good fun.
So you're looking forward to reviving your role as Gaz, is that correct?
Yeah, can't wait. Can't wait to come to Cambridge. It's doing really well again. So we're looking forward to coming to lovely Cambridge and hopefully the audiences will be well up for it, as they normally are.
I was going to say, how was the Cambridge audience last time you were here?
Well, they're good. I mean, they're quite respectful. They're not like black audiences.
Quite reserved, the Cambridge audience. You know,
generally, they're up at the end and they're clapping and whooping. So, yeah, it's good fun.
Oh, fantastic. So, Gary, I mean, I'd like to say that I've grown up with you, or watching you, I should say, because it seems to be right. That most of the programmes you've been in, I seem to have loved. So, even from Grange Hill and Dream Team, EastEnders, Footballers' Wives, I was a massive fan of. The Bill, Hollyoaks, you've done it all, including Dancing on Ice. You've actually been working a long, long time. You must have been very young when you started.
Absolutely. I was 17 when I started.
Wow.
Very lucky to still be working now and thoroughly enjoying it. So long may it continue.
Yeah. And can I ask, is Gary Lucy your real name or a stage name?
No, that's my real name. Yep.
Is
Same
it?
With my dad.
Oh.
Gary Lucy Jr. Yeah.
So out of all those shows you've done, do you have a favourite or something that you particularly enjoyed?
Well, I mean, this is the first stage show I've done. It's an absolute gift. Absolutely love it. I've been doing it for 4 years now. At the TV shows, I would say maybe Footballers' Wives, because I was 21 and it was just a fantastic time. A new project that no one knew how it would kind of be received, and it was a phenomenal success. Mm-hmm. But a bit like this stage show, really. It's just been a juggernaut, we call it, because it just keeps on going. Audiences lap it up and we just absolutely love doing it. So.
The film was obviously such a success, but that was 20 plus years ago now. And obviously the people that are coming to watch this this play, there'll be people that would have been around and would have watched the film at that time, but also lots of new people that maybe have only discovered the film in recent time. What's the makeup of the audience that comes to watch this?
Well, it's a real mixture, to be honest. And quite often you'll get a lot of guys in there as well, and you see like they've been dragged along by their missus, missing match of the day on a Saturday night, and they've got the ump at the beginning, but by the end they're all up whooping and cheering and absolutely loving it. It's a guy's play at the end of the day. It's a, six guys' story, I think for the guys who are watching it, they kind of really can feel for these characters.
Yeah.
Obviously, some of the girls come along and they just literally want to see the strip at the end, and then other girls come along and the ladies and they just want to come and have a great night out. I think.
Yeah, because
you kind of lose yourself for 2 hours.
It does deal with serious issues. It's not just about getting the kit off, is it? There is some quite serious, like you say, that men can relate to storylines.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you've got all very very relevant stories that are going on now. Issues. With the sexual. The character who's, he's struggling with sexuality, and you've got the other characters that are struggling with their kind of weight and their body conscious, issues. And then you've got obviously my character that's on the verge of losing his family. All of them kind of, have got their own journey within the play.
So you've been doing it for 4 years. It's quite a long time. I mean, and you're working with different actors each time as a different cast, or?
Yeah, we top the phone. So Joe Bill and James Redmond have come in this time, and a whole new set of ensemble characters. And then it's myself, Lewis Emmerich, Andrew Dunn, and Kai Owen all come back on this tour from the last one. But Rupert Hill directed this one, and got some really good changes, new music, and it's been great. I'm really looking forward to bringing it to Cambridge.
And can I have to ask? I mean, is it easy to keep yourself in shape, shall we say? And do you enjoy working out? Do you worry about that?
You can just about eat anything you like while you're touring, because the nervous energy just falls off you. I have to remind myself when I stop touring that I can't have the Dominoes for lunch. But yeah.
So, I mean, it must be a little bit scary. Do you find it? Are you nervous when you're? Are you naked, completely naked, with the front row
right
in front
now,
of you?
No, I've got some clothes on. Yeah. We do at the end of the play. We do. There's some very clever lighting. As long as the guy does his job properly, he doesn't always. They should blind the audience.
I was going to say. Okay. That's happened, has it? When someone's accidentally not pushed the fader at the right time.
Exactly right. Yeah.
But you don't. I mean, you're quite confident. You don't worry about it, or you're used to it now. I think.
Of course, you get nervous, and especially if the theatres are cold. We try and tell them to crank up the heating, but generally speaking, I mean, I've done hundreds of it now, so I'm quite used to get my bits and pieces out. Eight times a week.
And you're touring all over the country.
We are, yeah, all over the country, and we go to Southern Ireland as well this time. As I say, we've been to Cambridge before, but I believe it's selling really well. I think there's still some left, but I think it's, generally speaking, Cambridge audiences are fantastic and they just love the play. So, really looking forward to it.
We'll give the details out afterwards as well about the show.
When you come to Cambridge or when you go anywhere, Gary, obviously you're here for a week. You stay in digs? I mean, do you get a chance to...
No, I tend to stay in hotels when I'm there.
Okay, but you're...
Cambridge is quite close to me, so
I'm staying...
I commute some of the week.
Okay, I was going to say, do you get to look around Cambridge? Are there any particular bits of the city that you remember from last time?
Cambridge is beautiful, absolutely beautiful. So we try and see as much of it as we can. There's plenty of nice bars and restaurants as well. So we make the most of Cambridge, which is great.
Great.
And you haven't tried punting? Have you tried punting?
No, I haven't, no. normally we've been too hungover to do punting.
Oh, really?
To be honest, after the nights, after the theatre. There's plenty of spots where you can have a drink in Cambridge, as you know. So generally speaking, punting's ruled out the next day.
Yeah, probably wouldn't be advisable. So have you started this tour, or is Cambridge the first one?
Yeah, we're in Cheltenham at the moment.
Right.
Press night last night, went down an absolute storm. Audiences have been great, especially posh up this way, but trust me, the way they were screaming and shouting and the things that they were shouting out last night, I'm not so sure if they are so posh, but it's been great. It's going down a storm and we're thoroughly enjoying it here.
Brilliant. All right, well, we'll let you get back to filming and we look forward to seeing you in Cambridge next week.
Yeah.
Lovely. Take care.
Thanks
very much.
Bye,
cheers.
Darling.
Bye.
Bye.
It's Gary Lucy from the Full Monty production, which is coming to the Cambridge Arts Theatre. Starts on Monday next week, runs till Saturday. Tickets between £23 and £42 if you want to go along. Performances are 7:45 each day. There's a matinee on Saturday and also on Thursday. CambridgeArtsTheatre.com is where you can find all the details on that there.